Now we're going to move on to Africa, where a newly released report by a Rwandan commission is accusing former French presidents, French prime ministers, and the French military of actively participating in the 1994 genocide. The report accuses French troops of direct involvement in killings and rapes and of training the Hutu soldiers responsible for wiping out 800,000 Rwandans in just 100 days. Now, these accusations have been made before, but this time they were based on a two-year investigation by this independent commission. Joining us with more is the BBC's Uduak Amimo, host of the Focus on Africa program. Many thanks for joining us.
You're quite welcome, Adara.
And so please explain what the commission is accusing the French of doing.
This commission, known as the Mucho Commission, after the legal expert who led the investigations, it's a work of 2 years. They held investigations, hearing public, sometimes private, into the French role in the genocide. As you say, these allegations are not new. But as a result of their investigations, they say that 13 senior French politicians, including the former president, François Mitterrand, his son, Jean-Christophe Mitterrand, former prime ministers, former ministers, as well as 20 senior military officials, either directly or indirectly gave support to the Hutu regime that orchestrated the genocide of 1994. So at the highest level, there was a political backing, political diplomatic backing internationally, people trying to play down the extent of what was going on in Rwanda. At the military level, there were people on the ground actually training the Hutu, the Rwandan called them the genocidaires, the people who were actually killing. They were being given training in killing. They were given military equipment to carry on with the killings. And they were also advised as to how best to get on with the job.
Previously, the French have denied these allegations, saying that the government made, quote, political errors. Have they responded specifically to these latest accusations?
There's been no formal French government response to this as yet. Various French individuals, some of them who've been named in the report, have responded. Yesterday, we heard from a member of the governing UMP party who said that these were fabrications, you know, blatantly false and untrue. That you have to remember that Paul Kagame was leading a rebel army at the time. That the Hutu government of the time was the legitimate government of Rwanda. One person who's been named is a former prime minister, and he mm-hmm. says that it's blatantly, this was Edouard Balladur, he says that a former foreign minister, rather, Edouard Balladur, Alain Juppe, they say that it is blatantly untrue that France supported the genocide and that in international fora played down the extent of it. It says that they say that they intervened, that they tried to, you know, get some intervention, UN intervention going.
And no doubt, Uduak, that they're certainly going to hear more from the French today, as well as more from the commission as to what they would like to see happen when they say they would like those involved to be brought to justice. Many, many thanks to you for joining us. Uduak Amimo, the host of the BBC's Focus on Africa program, with the latest updates on what's happening in Rwanda.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.